Their leading scorer is just averaging 14.9 points per game, and that's Clifford Martin. But they have six men averaging in double figures and one more at 8.4 a game. So it's great balance. Maybe the most balanced team the College of Southern Idaho has ever had. The officials about ready to get underway. 50 seconds away from the introduction of the starting lineup. As we look at the comparison of the starting lineup, David Henderson has been an outstanding point guard all year for Southern Idaho. In fact, for two straight years, Kenny Jarvis, Sergio Gomez, Clifford Martin, and Caio De Cervea hit the boards extremely hard. For Gomez, Martin, De Cervea, Henderson, and Jarvis, this may or may not be their last game before the home fans or the last games of their junior college career. The winner of this one will have one more home game. Dixie is going to finish as the highest scoring team in Dixie College history, average-wise, averaging over 100 points a game. College of Southern Idaho came into this game averaging 104 points a game, came into this regional tournament. This is how they got here. In the first day of action, Utah Valley defeated Snow College 88-66, and Dixie defeated Ricks 125-99. Yesterday, Dixie College over Utah Valley 115-97, hence Dixie in the championship game. And first round action in the lower bracket, Southern Idaho defeated Eastern Utah 103-76, and North Idaho over Treasure Valley 111-93. Yesterday, Southern Idaho defeated North Idaho 107-84. And in the consolation game, as we mentioned, Utah Valley in overtime beats North Idaho 112-108. This game coming to you on the fiber optics network of Sprint long distance services. There's quite a group of fans here, and I understand most of the Utah Valley fans will be cheering for Dixie also, and we're right in the middle of a lot of the Dixie fans. Greg Rydall, 6'4" freshman, starting. Gooby James, big smile on his face, 6'4" sophomore, will be starting. Corby McDaniel, 6'5" sophomore out of Valley High School in Las Vegas, Nevada, will be starting. 6'8" Richard Jardine, transfer from the University of Hawaii out of Dixie High School. And 6'8" Hillcrest High School grad Todd Crow. There is a feeling. The tension that was absent last week is here this week in this College of Southern Idaho gym. You can feel it. Both teams are ready. The fans are standing in a packed house of about 2,500 people here. Starting for Coach Fred Trinkle's ball club, 6 foot sophomore David Henderson out of Los Angeles, California. Also starting, 6'5" sophomore. Well, in fact, I believe Kenny Jarvis will be starting. We may have a change on some. I think all of the CSI starters, all of the CSI ball players may be introduced. Nope, correction. Sergio Gomez being introduced. Yes, all of the ball players being introduced. Clifford Martin. Unless there's a seven-man starting lineup, we'll double check it to see who comes out. According to Steve Irons, it would be Henderson, Jarvis, Sergio Gomez, Clifford Martin, Caio De Cervea. And let's see which five actually end up out there. A whole bunch of ball players were introduced. Dixie versus College of Southern Idaho. The loser packs up the sneakers, wraps up an outstanding season. The winner will have one more home game, Friday or Saturday night in Twin Falls, Saturday night in St. George, depending on who goes where. Martin, Gomez, Henderson, Jarvis, De Cervea. A lot of shaking of the hand. 6'8", Richard Jardine against 6'8", Caio De Cervea. Ready to go get underway. Booby James jumping up and down. He wants it to go. Everybody's standing. The applause, you can hear it. The tap, controlled by College of Southern Idaho. As David Henderson gets it into backcourt, and everybody sits down. At the angle, it goes to Kenny Jarvis. Dixie will have to play outstanding defense. Jarvis looking for help, trying to find somebody up front. Gets it to Henderson. Henderson almost loses it out of bounds. Had a roll across the top of his head. Back to Sergio Gomez. One-on-one. Henderson versus James. Henderson gets around him, waves it up and in. Nothing. David Henderson. Booby James into forecourt. James into the corner. It goes to Corby McDaniel. The CSI has the first basket. To Booby James out in front. James at the point. David Henderson has been potentially the most valuable player of this tournament. Jardine drives the baseline. We have the layup. Richard Jardine went right around Gomez. 2-2 tie. Kenny Jarvis out in front of goes to Henderson. Right side to Gomez. To the baseline to Steve Sevilla. A running left-hander up short. Rebound cleared away by Todd Crow. How about pass comes to Booby James. Dixie on the fast break. It's not there. James will rise from three. Short off the front of the rim. Rebound gathered in by Crow. Out in front it goes to Corby McDaniel. Set it up again to James. James looks for help to Craig Reidolf. Wants to get it to Crow to work on De Sevilla. Crow at the baseline. Follow away right-hander. No good. Rebound brought down by Clifford Martin. De Sevilla trying to draw the offensive foul. Fell away too much. 2-2 tie. De Sevilla. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Craig Reidolf. Down goes Todd Crow. They're going to let a little contact go. Craig Reidolf with a turnover. CSI has not had many turnovers this year. That's the first. 2-2 tie. James to work on Henderson. Ball knocked away from McDaniel. McDaniel gets it back. Looking for help. Makes the move down the lane. Dishes off to Todd Crow for the layup. Dixie goes down. Crow trips over De Sevilla, who went down. And Todd Crow has his first basket of the night. 4-2. Dixie with the lead. 18-16 left in the first half of play. Both teams keyed for this one. Henderson looks for help. At the left angle, it goes to Clifford Martin. Martin against Jardine. Jardine out in front to Sergio Gomez. Pass underneath to De Sevilla in the lane. Leans into Crow. Bank shot in and out. Rebound, Corby McDaniel. Dixie has the board thus far. James into forecourt to Craig Reidolf. Reidolf goes around his man to the basket for two. Craig Reidolf. Dixie leads 6-2, 17-49, less than the first half of play. Henderson into forecourt to De Sevilla. Back to Henderson. Head fakes on James along the baseline. Jump shot under pressure. No good. Side of the backboard. Personal foul goes to Booby James. James trying to reach across. Corby McDaniel gets a hold of Booby James. James without a smile on his face. He was happy early, but the edge has come off a little bit. That's the first personal foul on either side. First team foul on Dixie, obviously. First personal on Booby James. 6-2. Dixie with the lead. David Henderson at the free throw line. Trying to get the point. Has it. CSI, one of the best free throw shooting teams in the country. 74% as a team. And in pressure games, a little bit more than that. 6-3. Henderson trying to make it 6-4. Misses. Rebound brought down by Richard Jardine. To Booby James. James into forecourt. James against Henderson. Down the lane. Slips. Goes down. Maintains the basketball. Gets it to Craig Reidolf. Double team trap on Reidolf. Dixie trying to be more patient. To Corby McDaniel. McDaniel against Martin. In the lane, dishes off to Todd Crow. Back to McDaniel at the baseline. Muscle shot, no good. Followed by Jardine for the slam dunk. Jardine gets the J&J building supply. First Dixie dunk with 17-16 left in the game. It's Richard Jardine with the J&J building supply. First Dixie dunk. Dixie 8-3. Pass out in front. Henderson, three-point attempt. Good, David Henderson. 8-6, back to a two-point lead as Henderson has all of the points for CSI. McDaniel out in front to Craig Reidolf. Down the lane, ball knocked away on the floor, picked up by Clifford Martin. Martin against McDaniel will be fouled by McDaniel. Will they call it an intentional foul? CSI wanted an intentional foul on McDaniel, and there is a distinct possibility. It should be. McDaniel slapping after the basketball, personal foul number one. And they say shooting two instead. 16-47 left in the game. Dixie looking a little tense. Second team foul on Dixie this half. Clifford Martin at the free throw line looking for the first point from other than Henderson. First free throw up. Good. 8-7. CSI led 2-0. Dixie led 6-2. And 8-3. 8-3, the biggest margin of the game for Dixie. CSI trying to tie it. Second shot up. Good. 8-8 tie. Full court pressure by CSI. James and Henderson doing one-on-one. James at the angle looking for help. The key may be Henderson. Corby McDaniel. McDaniel at the angle working on Clifford Martin. Bounce pass underneath the Crow. Fall away right-hander. Short. Rebound brought down by De Sevilla. To David Henderson. Here comes CSI. Henderson accelerates. Driving right-hander up. No good. They call the foul on Craig Reidolf. Henderson is pushing off with the left hand. Craig Wright, Ken Wagner arguing about that, too. But they call the foul on Reidolf. And right now it's David Henderson versus the world. Booby James talking to the official, too. Both James and Ken Wagner has talked about it. The official's nodding yes. Henderson has pushed off twice now with the left hand. But he'll be shooting, too. A chance to give CSI the lead. 8-8 tie, 16-27 left in the first half. 9-8 CSI. This is not going to be an easy game to officiate, nor to play. 9-8, CSI, second shot up and good. 10-8, Full court pressure by College of Southern Idaho. Inbounds to Todd Crow. Crow leaves it for Booby James. James against David Henderson. The depth of CSI may be a problem. Booby James against Henderson. James at the free throw line. Pass at the wing. Goes to Rydolph. Looks for help. Underneath it goes to Crow. Crow against Desavea. Lays it up and in. Crow leaned in. Desavea did a little acting job, and it's a 10-10 tie. Crow with his second basket. Gomez out in front. It goes to Henderson. Henderson to Jarvis. Jarvis jump shot over McDaniel. Banks too hard. Rebound tapped around Desavea with the basketball. Do they call a foul on James? Yes, they do. Booby James, I believe, will get the reach in. And that's number two on Booby James. Big problems for Dixie. As Booby now has two personal fouls. Sean Peterson ready to come in. It'll be out of bounds to CSI. Under their own basket. Inbounds, Henderson, 3 points. Good! 13-10, and CSI red hot. Shades of what was 2 years ago. CSI couldn't miss, it seemed like, against Dixie. McDaniel directing traffic. Goes out in front to Jardine. Jardine wants to work on Gomez. Out in front at the point, it goes to James. Deflected by Henderson. They call it over and back. It was deflected by Henderson, and Dixie can't believe it. Dixie up screaming at the officials. Henderson got a hand on it, and they called it over and back. Unbelievable call. Out of bounds to CSI. Dixie not getting the breaks right now. 15:34 left in the half. 13-10. CSI with the lead. Henderson, hook shot, a hook pass into the corner to Gomez. Out in front. Jarvis, free throw line, jump shot, good. CSI gaining momentum, 15-10 over Dixie with 15:19 left in the first half of play. McDaniel, bounce pass to Rydolch. Out of the corner, three-pointer, good, Craig Rydolch. Rydolch still has the touch, 15-13, CSI with a two-point lead. Henderson against Peterson as James is out of there. Cross-court pass, Desavea, free throw line, jump shot up, no good. Rebound, Martin, good. The problem Dixie has, and the boards are going more to CSI. Marcus Austin gets off the bench. McDaniel with a basketball, four-point lead. Peterson looks for help. Out in front, it comes to McDaniel again. McDaniel wants Rydolch underneath to Jardine. Loses the ball, picked up by Rydolch. Forces a shot from the baseline. No good. Rebound, Peterson for two. Sean Peterson right under the basket. Brings it back to within two. 17-15. CSI by two. Peterson against Henderson. Henderson at the free throw line. Jump shot, Henderson. Good. Henderson with 13 out of the 19 points. CSI leads by four. 19-15. Corby McDaniel looks for help. Bounce pass goes to Crow. Turn around right-handed. Jump shot baseline right. Good. Todd Crow. Trading baskets right now, but CSI maintaining that two-point lead. 19-17. Henderson looking for help. Bounce pass to Desavea in the lane. Whirls in with the left hand. Short rebound. Jardine, though, taken away by Peterson. Outlet pass to Rydolch. Rydolch will slam it. Tie ball game, 19-19, with 13:49 left in a half. Emotional break. Ben Wagner, Dave Rose, talking to the officials about something. Gomez goes baseline. Layup shot, good. Gomez makes it 21-19. As CSI just not missing. Shooting a better percentage than Dixie. McDaniel goes baseline. McDaniel underneath, layup shot, no good. Followed by Peterson, no good. Tap by McDaniel. And a foul on CSI. McDaniel has the basket. Desavea has his first personal foul. That's the first team foul on CSI. Into the lineup, Marcus Austin for Dixie. To sit down, Jardine. Back in. No, in for the first time, Jerm Williams for Dixie. To sit down, Sean Peterson. Into the lineup, Jose Jube for CSI. And to the free throw line goes Corby McDaniel. This game coming to you on the fiber optics network of Sprint Long Distance Services. 21-21 tie. McDaniel trying to untie. Shot up, stop, good. Corby McDaniel, 3 points, unties it. Booby James in. Who goes out? Corby McDaniel to sit down for a minute. 13-24 left in the first half of play. Oh, correction. Yes, Jube is in. So is Corey Warner, 6'6 freshman. 22-21 Dixie at the angle. Clifford Martin against Crow. Out in front it comes to Jube against Jerm Williams. To Martin. Martin back out in front. Jube head fakes trying to get the shot away. Cannot. Jerm Williams right with him. Jube looks for help. Bounce pass out in front to Sergio Gomez. Pass thrown away into the hands of Jerm Williams. Back to Booby James. Williams. Stepped in front of the errant pass. 12:59 left in a half. Dixie by one. 22-21. Out in front it goes to Craig Rydall to get Jubé. To Todd Crow. Reach in foul will be on Gomez. Gomez with his first personal, second team foul on CSI. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. We may not have many free throw shots. We didn't have many in the first game until late in the ball game. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. 22-21. James to inbounds. Looking for help. Lobs it in to Crow. Head fakes around Warner. Puts it up. No good. No foul. As Crow goes down, Warner bumped him. Rebound Gomez. Ken Wagner wants the foul. It isn't there. Martin underneath to Warner. Jump shot over Austin. Good. Corey Warner gets the basket. Got Austin in the air. 23-22 CSI. James at the angle to Jerm Williams. Williams looks for help. Leaning on each other. Jubé leaning on Rydalch. And Jubé gets the foul away from the action. Rydalch got there first. The officials watching this one closely. Steve Cook into the lineup. Jubé has his first personal foul. 13 foul on Dixie. All right, correction. 13 foul on CSI. 4 on Dixie. 12-28 left in half. 23-22 CSI. James trying to inbound. Does so. Out in front. It comes to Jerm Williams. Back to James in the corner. James against Henderson. Lob goes to Crow. Crow makes the move on corner. Puts the shot up on Warner. Foul on Warner. Warner has his first. Crow head fake, but Warner hesitated, went up with him. Two shots coming up for Todd Crow. Fourth team foul on CSI. Corey Warner with his first. You could feel the tension. Feel the tension. Everybody is on edge. They want this one. Both sides. A lot of Dixie fans in front of us. Some Utah Valley fans also there. And so far, this has been everything everybody wants. Corby McDaniel in. Craig Rydalch to sit down for a minute. Todd Crow at the free throw line has 6 points on the night. Crow just keeps moving farther up that career scoring list. Is now in fourth place on the best season. Free throw good. Todd Crow. 7 points. For Crow, he came into this ball game and with a fifth best season. He's gone by Nolan Archibald. Needs 13 points to equal Chris McMullen's sophomore season. Second shot, no good. Hangs on the rim, falls off. 23-23 tie. 12-19 left in half. Into the corner it goes to Cook. Cook back out in front to Anderson. Right side it goes to Jubé. 3-point attempt. Up, good. Jubé unties it in a hurry. 26-23. Top of the key. Jubé has a moment. Got it away. James looks for help. Into the corner goes to Jerm Williams. Underneath intended for Crow. Knocked away by CSI. Pass break. Thrown away by Martin. Out of bounds to Dixie. So CSI hurrying a little too much. Out of bounds to the Rebels. At side court in backcourt. 26-23. CSI by virtue of Jose Jubé's three-point shot. CSI, the number one ranked team in the nation. At the end of the season, only one loss on the year. That one handed to them at Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. James looks for help. Out in front, it comes to McDaniel. Interior defense has been much better. McDaniel dishes off to Austin. Layup good, Marcus Austin. McDaniel, who had 8 assists last night, gets another one tonight. 26-25, CSI by one. David Henderson at the angle. Ball stolen by McDaniel. Thrown back into the hands of Henderson. Henderson, three-point attempt. In and out. Rebound tapped around. Jerm Williams with the basketball. Leaves it for Booby James. James into forecourt. Goes around Jubé. Three-point attempt up. In and out. Rebound. Jerm Williams. Underneath. Turnaround right-hander. Good. Jerm Williams. Dixie leads. 27-26. 11-10 left in the first half of play. Tough defense on both sides. Going right after it. John Buechert about ready to come in for Dixie. Henderson at the angle it goes to Jubé against Williams. Jubé, baseline jump shot. Up, good, Jubé. A shooting machine, he can score it. 28-27 CSI by one with 10:49 left in half. And this has been the night of basketball thus far at the Twin Falls Arena. Corby McDaniel, free throw line, dishes it off to Marcus Austin. Back out in front it comes to Williams. Foul will go to Cook. Cook on the push. Cook leaning on Williams. Into the lineup will come Kenny Jarvis for CSI. John Buechert in for the first time for Dixie. And Todd Crow to take a breather. 28-27. Crow had 34 points last night. That's the 15th foul on CSI. It's out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. James to inbound. James looking for help. Wants to get it inbounds to somebody. Now lobs underneath to Marcus Austin. Stolen by David Henderson. Henderson taps it away. CSI into forecourt. Henderson right down the lane. Lays it up and in. Nobody stepped in front of him. 30-27. 3-point lead CSI. And Henderson having an All-American night right now. James against Henderson. Free throw line. Puts it up. It will not go. Rebound tapped into the hands of Warner. Here comes CSI. Jarvis. Out in front it comes to Henderson. Right side to Jubé. Jubé against Jerm Williams. Trying to get the shot away. Cannot. Back out in front, it comes to Kenny Jarvis. Jarvis against McDaniel. Free throw line, jump shot up, misses everything. Rebound saved by Martin, but they say touched it by Buker. Out of bounds to CSI. Ken Wagner leaves the basketball for the official. Right now, it's a 3-point lead by CSI, 30-27. CSI with the basketball. Henderson to inbound. Desavea back in. Henderson looking for help. Lob, tap, finally grabbed by Juve. Back to Desavea against Austin. Stepped in underneath. It goes to Jarvis. Shot good. Foul on Duker. CSI playing almost a perfect game right now. Leads by 5, 32-27. And a chance to make it more. Kenny Jarvis at the free throw line. Burns Dixie underneath. First personal on John Buker. Jarvis at the free throw line. Dixie panicky a little bit on offense. 9:54 left in the half. 32-27 Southern Idaho. At the free throw line, Kenny Jarvis. A long ways to go, but CSI trying to get some daylight now between Dixie. Shot up, good. Jarvis completes a three-point play. Todd Crow back into the lineup. Full court pressure by CSI, knocked away by Jarvis. Out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. And CSI will put the pressure on. Marcus Austin to inbound. Trying to get another quick steal. Inbounds comes to Craig Rydolch. Rydolch left alone to bring it up. Trying to keep the ball away from Booby James, and so far CSI's strategy has worked. Rydolch looks for help. Henderson one-on-one with James. Gets it to Austin at the angle. Back to Craig Rydolch. Rydolch looking for help. 6-point lead by CSI. Bounce pass to Austin. Austin against Acevedo. Hook shot good. Marcus Austin puts it up and in. 33-29, CSI by four, and 9:28 left in the half. CSI scoring frequently and scoring a high percentage. Dixie working hard, not quite as high a percentage, but they're scoring, working hard. Henderson pass goes to Juve against Rydolch. Juve looking for help. Dixie, Juve will let fly from three. Good! Unbelievable shot. NBA distance for Juve, 7-point lead, 36-29. Booby James looks for help. James has not shot the ball well to Craig Rydolch. Rydolch will let fly from three. Good! Rydolch with 10 points. Back to a 4-point lead. 36-34. As Rydolch gets the three back, David Henderson looks for help. Henderson at the angle. It goes to Juve. Juve against Rydolch. Juve making the move in the lane. Follow-away jump shot. Travel call on Juve. Key turnover by CSI. They've had very few tonight, and they'll get very few. Henderson out, Anthony Williams in. And Williams, a jet. 6-foot freshman. Jardine in. Marcus Austin to sit down. Marcus giving some good minutes. Dixie trails by 4, 36-32. Williams will do the defensive job on Booby James now. James looking for help, trying to penetrate. Out in front it comes to McDaniel. McDaniel, good passer. Bounce pass goes to Crow against Acevedo. Lean in, good. Crow goes right around Acevedo. Cuts the margin to 2. 9 points by Todd Crow. 36-34, CSI. 8-12 left in the first half of play. Williams trying to find somebody to pass it to. On the wing, it goes to Jarvis. Jarvis against McDaniel. Out in front to Clifford Martin, to Juve. Juve against Rydolch. Pass goes to the low post. Desavea runs to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound off the hands of Jardine. Where's the travel on Desavea? That's the question. Desavea took an extra step going to the basket. Corby McDaniel talking to the official. Out of bounds to CSI. 2-point lead, 36-34. Williams to inbounds. Looking for help. Inbounds deflected by McDaniel. Stolen by Rydolch. Dixie with the steal. To Booby James. 7:49 left in the first half. Dixie with a chance to tie. James directing traffic. Against Anthony Williams. The count is on. Gets the screen. James reverses. Double team. Dishes off to Jardine. Set shot from the top of the key. In and out. Rebound. Battle for Crow with a foul. Set shot from three. Jardine had a dish in and out. Dixie wondering where the sharing of the fouls is right now. So CSI. Five team foul. Out of bounds to CSI. Correction. Six team foul. Marcus Austin ready to come back in, and Todd Crow to sit down for a minute. 36-34. CSI with the basketball out of bounds in backcourt. Dixie with a chance to tie. Could not. 7:34 left in the first half of play. Both teams looking a little tense, although CSI is shooting better. Kyle Wilson into the lineup for the first time for CSI. Wilson can't get the pass away. Can't find anybody. Pass deflected by Jardine out of bounds. Out of bounds to CSI under their own basket. Anthony Williams. As James, so hyper, he's jumping up and down doing jumping jacks. Williams inbounds to Juve. Out in front, it comes to Kyle Wilson against Austin. Left side, it goes to Williams. Williams against James. Bounce pass underneath to Jarvis. Turn around, jump shot will go. Foul on McDaniel, and that's number two on Corby. Jarvis posts up low, and Jarvis having the best night of the tournament for himself. 38-34. 7:12 left in the first half of play. CSI leads by four. 38-34. College of Southern Idaho definitely primed for this, and Dixie will not back down. Jarvis at the free throw line to shoot one, trying to complete the three-point play. The free throw is up, good. Jarvis with eight first half points has hurt Dixie. 39-34, back to a five-point margin for CSI. They've led by as much as seven. Dixie has led by as much as five. James, free throw line against Williams. Shoots the jump shot, short. Rebound, battle four, out in front, taken by Williams. Foul on Rydals. One and one coming up for Williams. James is not shooting well, and it's costing as CSI is doing a number on James. One and one coming up for Anthony Williams. 6:59 left in the vault in the first half of this game. And Dixie, right now, the second best of the two teams, but only by a slight margin. Anthony Williams to shoot one and one. Ken Wagner screaming at the officials. Williams, free throw, first one, no good. Rebound, battle four, taken by Austin. Outlet pass comes to Booby James. So Williams misses the front end of the one and one. James into forecourt against Williams at the free throw line. Looks for help, goes right to the basket, head fakes, can't get the shot away. Bounce pass out in front to Rydal. Head fakes against Juve. Free throw line, jump shot, Rydal, up, soft, good. Rydal has maintained that hot hand. Back to within three, 39-36. 6:37 left in the half. Dixie trails by three at the angle. Juve against Rydal. Shot in front, it goes to Wilson. Wilson looking for help, trying to find somebody to pass it to. Goes to Williams. Williams from three. Shot in and out. Rebound tapped around. Out in front, taken by Juve. Back to Anthony Williams. Anthony Williams as CSI tapping enough to control the boards. Jarvis shot no good. Tap up and in by Martin. The boards belong to CSI. So does the game right now. 41-36. Todd Crow about ready to come back in. James looks to Corby McDaniel. McDaniel directing traffic. Trying to find Austin underneath. Goes out in front to Craig Rydals. Rydals head fakes against Juve. Back to McDaniel. McDaniel looking for direction. McDaniel versus Jarvis. Jump shot. Baseline. Bank shot. Good. Corby McDaniel. Second basket. Back to within three. 41-38. CSI. 5:42 left and a half. Dixie will not die this time. Anthony Williams. At the angle, it goes to Martin. Martin to the baseline to Juve. Three-point attempt. Off. No good. Rebound. Booby James. Dixie with a chance for the fast break. James against Martin. Lays it up and in. Booby James. With his first basket of the night. Only the first 2 points for Booby James. 41-40. Dixie back within one. Anthony Williams against James. Williams gets in front of James. Ball dribbled away by Rydals. Rydals lead pass to Booby James. Back to Jardine for the slam. Dixie leads 42-41. And Fred Trinkle screaming at the officials. 5:01 left in the first half, and Dixie leads. Williams looking for help. Dixie tightening the defense. Out in front it comes to Clifford Martin. Now near the 10-second line. Martin down the lane. Reach and foul Rydals. Rydals has his third. Three personals on Rydals. Big problem. 4:48 left in the first half. 42-41. And Martin will shoot one and one. Martin has done a tremendous job on the boards. Correction, that's only two. I have that as three, but the official scorers say two on Rydals. At the free throw line. For Dixie fans, they're all going right down. 42-41. Dixie by one. Martin needs the first to get the second. First one, soft, good. Clifford Martin now 3 for 3 on the night. 7 points. Martin, who played for Odessa College last year in Texas, transferred away from the team that was ranked number one most of the year to the team that is at the end of the season. Second shot, good. CSI leads by one, 43-42. 1 point lead by CSI. Dixie with the basketball. James against Williams. Will left fly. Jump shot up. No good. Rebound. Battle for. Taken by Jerem Williams. Back to Booby James. James bounce pass to Crow. Reach in. Foul by DeSavea. His second. Crow had position. That should be the sixth team foul. Common foul out of bounds to Dixie. 43-42. CSI by one with 4:33 left in the first half of play. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. The last one the CSI can give. Corey Warner back in and DeSavea to sit down. Dixie ready to inbound under their own basket. James. Alley-oop to Williams. Tap no good. Williams gets the rebound. Head fake. Goes back up. It's blocked. Taken out of the air by Booby James. Dixie with the basketball. Corby McDaniel directing traffic. Taking over a little bit of the point guard position. Into Booby James. James will rise. 2-point attempt. Good, Booby James. James starting to get warm. 44-43. Dixie by one with 4:13 left in the half. Dixie trying to will themselves to a victory. David Henderson back in. Warner down the lane. Ball stripped away. Picked up by Jerem Williams. As Warner made the move down the lane, Corby McDaniel with the basketball. 4 minutes left in the first half of play. Very tense ball game, no question. McDaniel right to the baseline against Jarvis. Jump shot, good, Corby McDaniel. With Jarvis right on him, McDaniel makes it a three-point lead. 46-43, Dixie out in front. Dixie's bench up and cheering. Henderson at the angle looking for help. Jump shot from three, good, David Henderson. Ties the ball game. Henderson, unbelievable. 3 3-pointers, 3 2-pointers, 3 1-pointers. Add them up. 18 points in the first half. James against Williams. Jump shot up. No good. Rebound. Battle for. Clifford Martin has it. Henderson into forecourt to Jarvis. Jarvis against McDaniel. Bank shot good. 48-46. So Dixie has a 3-point lead disappear. 3:06 left in the fourth, in the first half. 48-46 CSI. James looks for help. Wants to get it to Crow. Instead goes out in front to McDaniel. Timeout called by Dixie. 2:56 left in the half. 48-46 CSI back in 60. Dixie with a three-point lead at the half. Let's take a look at the halftime scoring totals for Dixie and for CSI. First of all, for College of Southern Idaho, off the bench, Anthony Williams, 0 for 1 from the free throw line, did not score. Corey Warner came off the bench, hit a basket for a total of 2 points. Kyle Wilson off the bench did not score. Jose Jube in has 2 3-pointers and a 2-pointer, a total of 8 points in the first half. Off the bench, Steve Cook did not score. Among the starters, Caio DeSavea has been held scoreless in the first half. Clifford Martin has 2 field goals, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 8 points. Sergio Gomez has a basket for 2. Kenny Jarvis, having a big night, has 4 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 10 points. And David Henderson, having a career night, has 6 field goals, 3 of them 3-pointers, 4 for 6 from the free throw line, a total of 19 points. For Dixie in the first half, Sean Peterson, a basket for 2 points. Off the bench, Jerem Williams has a basket for 2. John Buechert, off the bench, has not scored. Marcus Austin off the bench has been a force in this tournament. 2 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Broke the 48-48 tie with the 2 free throws and has 6 points in the first half. Among the starters, Greg Rydalch with 5 field goals, 2 of them 3-pointers and a total of 12 points. Booby James having a terrible shooting first half, and that was part of what College of Southern Idaho wanted to do, was to shut down Booby James one-on-one, and they've slowed him significantly. 2 breakaway baskets for a total of 4 points. Corby McDaniel, 3 baskets, 1 for 1 from the free throw line, 7 points. Richard Jardine, some power moves to the basket, 4 field goals, missed the front end of a one-on-one, a total of 8 points. Todd Crow in the first half, 5 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 11 points. 52-49, Dixie leads at the half. Let's take a 90-second break, and we'll be back with former Dixie College coach Neil Roberts back after this.
Other people didn't expect him to. It's a really rewarding thing. Of all the wins we had at Dixie, there were some outstanding ones, but that had to be one of the first or second.
Let's talk about your career going now. You're at Southern Utah State. Tough year, and yet a very successful year in another way for you.
Well, it's tough in the respect as we spend so much time on the road. And tough in the respect that we played some of the best basketball teams in America, including a team that's been ranked number one and could very easily get to the Final Four. And playing teams like Oklahoma and Texas and Arkansas and and Baylor and some of the real, and St. Mary's, which is really a great team, and Santa Barbara that was as good that night as anyone we played. It's tough, and especially going in the situation we were first year in Division I, playing on the road, that's always very difficult. But yet we came out with 11 wins. We won 10. We also won the game against Australia that very few people beat. And our players improved as they came. We had some injuries. We had some sickness. We lost confidence in some of the things, but we ended on a good note. We have a very good recruiting year going at the present time. We redshirted what we feel is three of our best basketball players next year. I think it's up and going. I believe it's a situation that can get better and better and better. And it's a very pleasant place to work, as Dixie was. It's very good people with high hopes that hope that the program can go, and they've given us the means to do so, and we think we can do it, Larry.
In all honesty, building a fledgling Division I program, you have to go heavily to the transfer route, don't you?
Yeah, you do, because you have to have players that, especially in Utah, when you recruit high school players, most of them do go on missions, and by the time they can help you, it's 4 years down the line, so JCs are very important to us. Next year, we have some players that played at our school prior to when we got there that are on missions that will be coming back. Casey O'Neill out of Las Vegas, or Henderson, and Richard Barton that played at Cedar High School that are good players. But yeah, basically we're a JC team. We have Roger McDonald that played at Dixie, that played for me, and Ken is there with us. Will be a senior next year. That should be a good basketball player. We have transfers from four-year schools as well as transfers from junior college. And some of the kids that set out that our people in St. George would be familiar with. We have DeMar Beck that played at Snow, that was an All-Region 18 player when he was there. We were going to use him this year. He got a stress fracture in his shin bone and wasn't able to play. And I believe hurt our basketball team a great deal by not having him there. We also have William Allen, who's a first-team All-Region player and leading rebounder in Region 18 over the last couple of years, that will play with us. We have 260-pound Carl Ballers that transferred in from Southern Cal. So we feel like we have the size. We feel like we have good players. And now we just need time and experience and a few home games, Larry.
That you get next year. It's taking a little while to try to get some of those home games back, isn't it?
Oh, it looks like we'll be playing 13 home games against Division One. Then we'll have a foreign game against someone from Europe or either from Australia. So we'll be playing at least half of our basketball games at home, and that does make a big difference. This year against Division One opponents, we were 9-1 at home and beat Idaho, which won the Big Sky. So a big difference in home and away. Travel is very difficult.
Let's reminisce again a little bit about the Dixie years. Some of the ball players that stick out in your mind the most that had an influence on you.
Well, we had a lot of All-Americans. We had a lot of All-Region players. But I think, in fact, he's here tonight. Ron Ants was probably the one player that accomplished as much as anyone that we had there. We had some great. The reason I say that is he played on a team that took third in the nation. In fact, went to the national tournament twice. And then Wade went to the national tournament twice. I don't know if any two other players in Dixie College history that have gone to the national tournament twice.
Rob Gentry.
Oh, yeah, Rob Gentry was played with those guys as well. And great basketball players, players that just really come to compete every time out. And, of course, Adrian Perry's MVP of the nation. They don't come along very well. But from my standpoint, and I think from yours, and those people are really fans of Dixie College basketball, it's been a lot of fun watching the players that went through Dixie, succeeded, and then have gone on and become Division One big-time players. I think we're just evaluating the two teams out here now. There might be as many as seven basketball players on Dixie's team at the present time that can go ahead and play in Division One.
And about the same on CSI.
I think so. CSI, the question they have with their Division One players are the Brazilians. Some of them are too old. Some of them, of course, academically can't transfer because of graduation and language rules and things like this. It's difficult for a foreign athlete to go on and play because of the restrictions of the NCAA, but boy, there's some great talent out here.
Halftime lead, that must be an emotional lift for Dixie. Can they do it?
No, I think that you could just see it happen as they come. I think CSI got up with only six, and Dixie came right back and tied it back up. Dixie went up, CSI would come right back and tie it up. But you can feel the emotions of turning towards Dixie. I think CSI in that first half convinced Dixie that Dixie could play with him. Plus, Booby James had a terrible first half, and if he can get it going, I think Dixie can win.
Coach Neil Roberts, now at SUSC, former Dixie College coach. Congratulations on your career at Dixie and first two years at SUSC. Best of luck in the future with the T-Birds.
Well, thanks, Larry. It's a lot of fun to talk to you.
Halftime score, Dixie 52, CSI 49. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back with the second half of action.
It's a celebration of savings open house going on right now at Motorsportsland in St. George. What a fantastic way to start out the new year. And what a great way to save on financing, prices, and incentives. Motorsportsland is Southern Utah's largest RV and marine dealer. You'll find top quality names like Winnebago, Prowler, Teton, Rambler, Bayliner, Wellcraft, and Cobalt. Motorsportsland will not be undersold. Let Motorsportsland make 89 a great year. Motorsportsland, help me get away.
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
52-49, the emotional edge, if there is any, may be with the Dixie College Rebels as they go in at halftime with a three-point lead. To begin the second half of action, the Rebels have the basketball. Starting lineups the second half, ditto, 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 ditto on both sides. Jardine, McDaniel, James, Rydolph, Crow, Dave Vea, Martin, Jarvis, Henderson, and Gomez. 52-49, Dixie. This is basketball. Basketball at its finest. And you're with Dixie's 890, KDXU. James opens up right down the lane against Henderson. Layup shot good. Dixie right into the four corners, and Henderson burned by Booby James. 54-49. Dixie matches its widest margin of the game, 5 points. Henderson against tough defensive pressure to Jarvis. Layup shot will fall. Hang on the rim and finally go. 12 points for Jarvis. So each team gets a layup to begin the second half. Booby James, Dixie wants this one. No question. Both teams want a pass from Jardine underneath the Rydolph for the layup. Assist Jardine. Basket, Rydolph. Dixie by 5, 56-51. Adjustments made by both coaches at halftime. If it means anything, Fred Trinkle first with the coat off. Ken Wagner still has his. Pass to Dave Savea, out in front to Jarvis. Jarvis drives to the baseline, floats with a jump shot, no good. Shot up good by Dave Savea, foul on Jardine, his first. Dave Savea with his first basket on a second shot, and that is key. Bring it back to within three. 56-53, let's check if that is number one or number two on Jardine. Number one on Richard Jardine. I had three fouls on Rydolph in the first half. The official scoreboard had him for only two. Now they have him for three. Okay, at the free throw line. Dave Savea, shot up, good. Dave Savea, who has not been one of the best free throw shooters for CSI, brings the Golden Eagles back to within two. This game coming to you on the Fiber Optics Network of Sprint Long Distance Services. McDaniel against Martin. McDaniel down the lane, looking for help. Bounce pass to Crow, under pressure. Hook shot up, no good. Tap by McDaniel. They call the foul underneath on whom? It may be on Jardine. The basket will go by McDaniel. Jardine may have had the foul underneath, or is it on CSI? The question is, who has the foul? Or is there a foul? It looked like they did call it a foul on Corby McDaniel, his third. So Dixie with some foul trouble. 58-54, Dixie by four. Into the lineup, Marcus Austin. Ball knocked away by James from Henderson. Picked up by Jarvis. Jarvis to the baseline. It goes to Gomez. Cross-court pass to Martin. Blocked by Austin. Foul on Austin. Foul number one on Marcus Austin. At the free throw line will go Clifford Martin. That's the third team foul on Dixie this half. 18:37 left in the game. And Dixie may have some foul trouble. It may have to go deep into the bench. Tension? You better believe it. Jerm Williams about ready to come in for Corby McDaniel, I assume. Free throw line. Martin to shoot a couple. First free throw, good. Martin, 5-for-5 from the free throw line. 9 points on the night, and Clifford Martin has had a tremendous night. Dixie will go a little smaller now with McDaniel out and Jerm Williams back in, but Jerm jumps very well. At the free throw line, Clifford Martin. Martin looking for his sixth consecutive free throw. Some heroics on both sides. Free throw, good. Softly through. Full court pressure by CSI. Booby James in backcourt will be challenged one-on-one by David Henderson. Dixie will go into the four corners, try to work on Henderson. James down the lane, pulls up short, jump shot, in and out, rebound, battle for it, taken by Henderson. Henderson on the fast break, CSI with a chance to tie. Ball knocked away by Henderson. They say touched last by Dixie. Dixie thought they had bounced it off of Henderson's chest. Henderson went wild in the first half, 19 points, out of bounds to CSI under their own basket. Ready to inbound. Henderson trying to find somebody. Inbounds to Dave Savea. Dave Savea against Crow. Layup shot, no good. Rebound, Crow high for the rebound. Soaring for the basketball to Craig Rydolph. Rydolph to bring it into forecourt. Will Dixie go into that four corners again? Rydolph to work on Jarvis. Right Ulch, bounce pass goes to Austin. Hook shot up, good, Marcus Austin. Right Ulch with the assist. Austin makes it a four-point lead again, 60-56 with 17:57 left in the game. And Dixie trying to get some daylight. Firing shotgun after shotgun blast right now. Desavea out in front. Henderson, three-point attempt under pressure. Soft, not enough. Rebound Martin. Fouled by Austin. Martin will shoot free throws, shooting a couple. Austin has his second. Martin crashing the boards harder than we've seen him at all in this tournament. When Martin crashes the boards, he plays. When he doesn't, he sits. That's the secret of Clifford Martin, and right now he's crashing the boards. Has six consecutive free throws. 60-56. Dixie with a four-point lead. 17:43 left in the game. Shot good. Martin, 7-for-7, CSI, 4-for-4 this half. Martin trying to cut the margin to two. Shot good. Four straight free throws make it eight straight free throws. Chube in, Gomez out. Marcus Austin directing traffic. Austin inbounds to Booby James. Full court pressure by CSI. James looking over at the CSI bench. 60-58. James right down the middle against Henderson. Wants to work on Henderson. Right down the lane. Layup shot. Good, Booby James. James beats Henderson. That was the secret for CEU as Jennings just took Henderson to the bank. 62-58. 4-point lead by Dixie. On the wing, it goes to Jarvis. Gets in front of Williams to DeSavea. Shot up. Blocked, but a foul on Austin. His third. Marcus Austin with three quick fouls. That's the 15th foul this half on Dixie, and Jardine will have to come in. Marcus will sit down. 62-58, DeSavea at the free throw line, and right now CSI being kept in the ball game by free throws. Austin thought he had the clean block. Instead, he had plenty of risk. All right, Fred Trinkle looks nervous. Ken Wagner looking a little calmer. Second free throw up. In and out. Rebound, Todd Crow. Crow gets it to Booby James. 62-58. Will James work on Henderson again? Four corners. James to pound it in on Henderson. James in the lane. Hook shot up short. Rebound brought down by Gomez to Martin to Henderson. So James misses the free throw. A little upset with himself, but misses the hook shot. Juve against Williams. Wants to get the three-pointer away. Baseline jump shot up. No good. Foul on Williams. 16 foul on Dixie. None on CSI. And do they call a technical? Technical on Dixie. Who gets the technical? Is it Germ? Or Booby James? Big break with 16:53 left in the game. Technical on Dixie. Is there a timeout called? Yes, by Dixie. Back in 60 seconds. Dixie by four.
Subway's double the meat on your favorite Subway subs, the Super Subs. They're stuffed, stacked, and double packed.
Stuffed, stacked, double packed. The Subway Super Subs. They got sides of meat to match the fact. You might think you're seeing double stacked, double packed. The Subway Super.
Subway sandwiches located on 700 South and North Bluff in St. George, also located in Cedar City. It's spring cleanup time, and AAA Tire and Service Center is ready to help. With brand spanking new top quality Goodyear tires, AAA Tire and Service Center will have you feeling safe and back on the road again. Whether it be a major tune-up, new shocks, flat repairs, or engine repair, the qualified personnel at AAA Tire is ready to help. So stop by 776 South Bluff and let Linda or Julie fix you up with an appointment. AAA Tire and Goodyear Tires, a great combination.
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
Back in Twin Falls, Juve to shoot a couple has the first. This could be a five-point play because of the technical on Williams. Booby and Germ talking with the official right now. Second shot by Juve. Good. Juve just doesn't miss. That's 10 points. That's 21 last night in the victory over North Idaho. Now to shoot the technical, then CSI will get the basketball. 62-60. Dixie with a four-point lead could have it evaporate and disappear tight totally. Second shot up, good. Or third shot up, good. Juve hits three straight free throws. This could be a 5 or 6 point play. Dixie will have to rally, leading by one, 62-61. It's out of bounds to CSI at midcourt. Henderson to take the basketball against James. Henderson looks for help. Trying to pass it to somebody. Gets it to Jarvis. Baseline loses the ball. Out of bounds to Dixie. Jarvis wanted to go up with a shot. Just had a slip out of his hand. Dixie maintains the one-point lead. 62-61. Dodges the bullet. James to work one-on-one with Henderson. James from the angle. Out in front it goes to Jerm Williams. Bounce pass underneath to Crow. Crow, jump shot, baseline, soft, not enough. Foul will go to De Sevilla, his third. Crow will shoot free throws. Crow almost had the three-point play. It hung on the rim and fell off. 16-32 left in the game. 62-61. Dixie with a one-point lead. Crow had 11 points in the first half. That put him beyond Nolan Archibald with the fourth best single season total. Jerm Williams and De Sevilla talking along the free throw lane. That's the first team foul this half on CSI. Crow soft and good. Crow has hit two out of three. 63-61. Crow could have 659 points, matching Chris McMullen's third best single season ever for Dixie. If he hits it, and he does. Dixie by three again, 64-61. Dixie will not put on full court pressure. 16-32 left in the game. Henderson against Booby James. Henderson looking for help. At the angle, it goes to Jube. Jube trying to find somebody underneath. Crow playing tough defense. Lob into the middle goes to De Sevilla. De Sevilla against Crow dishes off to Jube. To the basket, layup, no good. Rebound, Booby James. James right there for the rebound. Protects the basketball to bring it into forecourt. 64-61. It's worked well with James working on Henderson one-on-one. Henderson, pass, back door. Williams puts the shot up. There's a foul, and it's on Martin. Martin with his third, second team foul, and Williams will shoot free throws. Tough call. It looked like Martin had the clean block, but the official called it. It looked like Martin had the clean block, and the fans were upset. The officials called it. That's three big ones on Clifford Martin. Anthony Williams about ready to come in. Jerm Williams to shoot a couple. Has a basket in the first half. Dixie by three. Free throw Williams. Good. James Jerm Williams. Now it's Jerm and Anthony in there. Kenny Jarvis to sit down. Anthony Williams to come in. A little more quickness for CSI. 16:05 left in the game. White knuckle flight in Twin Falls, Idaho. Jerm Williams. Good. 5-point lead by Dixie. Matches their widest margin of the game. 66-61. They've had it three times at the angle. David Henderson against Booby James. Out in front, Martin against Jardine. Back to Henderson. Picked up by James. Hook pass underneath to Martin. Blocked by Jardine. They call a foul on Jardine. Turnabout is fair play. That's the second on Jardine. Similar to the foul on Martin. Seventh team foul on Dixie. Second personal on Jardine. And at the free throw line will go Clifford Martin, who was 8-for-8 on the night. Clifford Martin, 8-for-8 from the on the line. Ken Wagner stepped on a piece of gum or something along the sidelines. Misses the free throw. CSI has missed three straight. Wagner apparently got some gum on his feet, had to scrape it off, find a towel. Shot up, good. Martin, 9 out of 10 from the free throw line. Cuts the margin to 4, 66-62, 15-48 left in the ball game. A different Dixie team than was here last Friday. Bounce pass intended for Crow, knocked away by Jube. Fast break CSI. Henderson pulls up. Jump shot. In and out. Rebound De Sevilla. No good. Rebound. Battle for. Rebound again. Rebound again. Rebound Jardine. Tap, tap, tap. Jardine with the basketball. Ball knocked away by Henderson. Henderson back. Shot up. No good. Rebound. We'll go to Williams and call the foul on Jardine. Tough call. Tough call. Jardine has his third, and there's a lot of foul trouble. McDaniel has three. Jardine has three. Austin has three. Question on Rydolph. Austin will come back in. To the free throw line goes David Henderson. Dixie just kept after that rebound, and the will is there. The will is there for the Rebels. The question is, can they do it in Twin Falls? 66-62. The will is there for CSI, or Henderson wouldn't have had the steal. You can see it. Henderson to shoot one, shoots two. Is 4-for-6 on the night, looking for his 20th point. Misses. CSI 1-for-5 from the free throw line over the last five free throws. And this is a team that's the best free throw shooting team in the league. Henderson, free throw, in and out, rebound, right off. That may be part of the emotional surge. Dixie is staying with him, 66-62. James into forecourt, working on Henderson at the angle to Williams. Pass intended for Crow, knocked away by Williams, tapped out of bounds as he tried to get Austin. Touch last by Martin. Out of bounds to Dixie, under their own basket. Dixie by four, 66-62, 15-08, left in the ballgame. James hollering out instructions, looking for help. Gets it inbounds to Jerm Williams. Back to Booby James against Henderson. Ball knocked away. James gets it back. James maintains the dribble to Todd Crow. Crow against Gomez. Jump shot. No good. Followed by Austin. Missed. Rebound brought down by Martin. Throws the elbow but doesn't get right off. Into forecourt. Jube to the basket. Shot lost by Jube. They say touch by James. Out of bounds to CSI. Dixie had a chance to get a little more daylight but couldn't. McDaniel ready to come back in. McDaniel in. Jerm Williams to sit down. Kenny Jarvis ready to come back in. Chess match continues. And who goes out? Jose Jube. Not strong enough to save with McDaniel, no question. Out of bounds to CSI. Question on the inbounds play. CSI has been tough on it. Inbounds comes to Anthony Williams. Out in front to Clifford Martin. Martin, right side to David Henderson. Henderson, jump shot, knocked away by James. Picked up by right off to Booby James for the layup. James, three baskets this half, 10 points on the night, Dixie by six, widest margin of the game, 68-62, Fred Frankel sweating at the angle, Anthony Williams against McDaniel, into the corner it goes to Gomez, Gomez, shovel pass, shot up block, followed by Gomez, Gomez crashing the board, second shot again, hurts Dixie, 68-64, back to a four-point lead, James, pass into forecourt to Craig Rydolch against Anthony Williams, they want to get Crow underneath if they can. Pass goes to Todd Crow. Turns in the lane. Jump shot from five. No good. Rebound gathered in eventually by David Henderson. Outlet pass to Jarvis. Jarvis for the slam. Yes. The board still belong to CSI at 68-66. Dixie by two with 13:50 left in the ballgame. James against Henderson. Bounce pass goes to Austin. Back to Booby James. James in the lane. Loses the ball. Picked up by Jarvis. Jarvis against right off to Martin. Martin misses the slam dunk. They call the foul on Martin. And he may have the technical. The foul is on Clifford Martin. Misses the slam dunk. Gets the foul. And Dixie has the ball out of bounds. Third personal foul. Martin pleading with the official. Emotional change by Dixie. Dixie rising to the occasion. Coming in, Corey Warner going out, Clifford Martin. Martin screaming at the official, no technical yet. Dixie with the basketball. The CSI fans standing, 68-66. Martin, who has been a factor, now with four personal fouls. Ace of A and Warner. To Corby McDaniel. The fans are there. Jerm Williams back in. Down the lane. Williams to the basket for two. There's a foul. Foul on De Sevilla is four. So two of the big kids in trouble on CSI. Williams with a layup draws the foul. 70-66 Dixie with 13:19 left in the game. This game coming to you on the Fiber Optics Network of Sprint Long Distance Services. The winner plays at home next Friday or Saturday. If it's Dixie, it's Saturday. Jerm Williams, free throw up. Good. 5 points this half. Jerm Williams, seven on the night, 71-66. De Sevilla out, Kyle Wilson in. Henderson to work on Booby James at the angle. Anthony Williams looks for help. Out in front, Warner, free throw line, jump shot, good. Warner brings it back to within three. Corby McDaniel to work on Kenny Jarvis. McDaniel to come into forecourt, the four corners offense. McDaniel to work on Jarvis. Down the lane with the layup, missed. Dixie misses the layup. CSI with a chance to tie. Jarvis to the baseline to Henderson. Layback shot blocked by Austin. Four fouls on Austin. 71-68. Dixie getting layups and missing them. similar to last night against Utah Valley. CSI looking concerned. Jardine will be in. Austin to sit down with four personals. Foul trouble on the big kids on both sides. Jardine will be playing with three. Sergio Gomez in. Kyle Wilson to sit down. Henderson to shoot a couple. Henderson missed his last two at the free throw line. CSI not likely to miss that many the rest of the night. Booby James ready to come in to the lane. Henderson to shoot a couple. Has 19 first half points. Hits it. First point of the second half. 12:44 left in the game. Dixie by two. CSI trying to close the margin. 72-71-69. Short. Rebound brought down by Todd Crow. To Booby James. Dixie by two. They'll take it up. Dixie's led by as much as six. CSI is led by as much as seven. James in the lane. Jump shot. Good. Booby James almost lost control of it, but got it to fall. Four baskets this half. Dixie by four again. 73-69. Dixie must play strong defense. Henderson down the lane. That face can't get the shot away. Pass comes out in front to Warner. To Anthony Williams. Williams against Corby McDaniel. Anthony Williams looking for help. Finds the lane. Drives. Layup shot. In. Anthony Williams. Major, major play. Brings it back to within two again. 73-71. Booby James. At the angle against Anderson. Law pass goes to Crow against Gomez. Makes the move. Crow steps on the end line. Turnover by Dixie. Dixie by two. CSI must play defense. 11:52. Or Dixie must play defense. 11:52 left in the game. Henderson trying to get CSI the tie or the lead for the first time in the half. Henderson shot blocked by James out of bounds. Out of bounds to CSI under their own basket. Brett Trinkle screaming at the officials. Dixie wants a timeout. They can't see Ken Wagner. Inbounds comes to Gomez. Gomez against Jardine. Drives the baseline. Shot over the basket. Rebound Warner. Good. Second shot kills Dixie. Tie ball game. 73-73. Timeout Dixie with 11:28 left in the game. Back in 60 seconds.
Pick up your Spring Break 89 t-shirt at Tri-Mart or First Stop stores at St. George, Washington. And
basketball. James, law pass comes into Crow. Double team to the basket. Shot up, blocked by Gomez. They call a foul on Gomez. That's the fourth team foul on CSI. Crow to shoot free throw. For Gomez, his second. 73-73 tie. 11:17 left in the game and a lot of...
Southern Utah Computer Systems, yeah.
No team will let loose. Neither team. Todd Crow is 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Neither one will break the tie. Free throw, no good. Crow trying to get the one-point lead now. 11:17 left in the game. Crow, free throw, up, short, no good. CSI with the basketball. The fans are in the game. CSI with a chance for their first lead in the second half. At the point, it goes to Corey Warner. Backdoor pass to Williams. Layup good. 75-73 CSI. Dixie has to be patient. James working on Henderson. James down the lane. Pulls up. Jump shot up. No good. Rebound brought down by Gomez. They say touch by Jardine. Out of bounds to CSI. Craig Rydolch in, Jerm Williams to sit down. 75-73 CSI. It looked like Gomez touched it last, but the official says Jardine did. 10:48 left in the game. CSI with a chance to open up a little margin. Similar to the first half? Yes. Henderson to Gomez, looking for cutters. Trying to get the guards to go. Kenny Jarvis to Warner. Warner at the point. Looks for help. Out in front to Anthony Williams. He does not let loose of the basketball lightly. Henderson at the angle to Gomez. Gomez makes the move. Down the lane, jump shot. Gomez, no good. Rebound, Corby McDaniel. McDaniel with a big rebound. And Dixie needs the boards into forecourt. Craig Rydolch. Rydolch dribbles to the baseline against Williams. Out in front it goes to Jardine. Jardine, jump shot from 12. No good. Rebound brought down by Gomez. Outlet pass comes to Anderson. Dixie, not necessarily a good shot. That's one Jardine normally hits, though. 75-73, CSI by two. Dixie has missed the last couple of times down the floor. Cannot afford to do that. Out in front it goes to Jarvis. Jarvis to Williams at the left angle to Henderson. Henderson underneath to Jarvis. Bank shot. Good. 77-73. Dixie down by four. Ruby James to Richard Jardine looking for the entrance pass. Cannot. Jardine down the lane. Ball on the floor. Jump ball called. It should be out of bounds to CSI. And the momentum has shifted to the Golden Eagles. No question. The momentum is with the Golden Eagles. Dixie with a six-point lead. CSI with a chance to get a six-point lead. They led by as much as seven in the first half. Dixie led by as much as six in the second half. The fans up and applauding. And Dixie's going to have to overcome the CSI crowd if they expect to win. It's been about a two and a half minute, almost 3 minute dry spell for the Rebels. CSI crashing the board. Dixie back into a 2-3 zone, believe it or not. CSI to pull out. Dixie will go into a zone and CSI with the lead. Maybe a strategic move emotionally for Dixie right now. Dixie may be summoned out shortly. They're trailing. Have to initiate the action. Henderson standing near midcourt. 23 seconds left on the shot clock. 9:03 left in the ballgame. CSI by four. 77-73. 8:59 left in the game. Clock running. Henderson. No clock. No count started. Henderson looking for help. At the wing, it goes to Jarvis. Jarvis back out in front. Henderson. Henderson in the lane. Free throw. That line jump shot. No good. Rebound. Throw. Brought down by Gomez. Jump ball called. Out of bounds. Dixie. Gomez and Crow both went after it. Both ended up on the floor. Dixie with the basketball. 77-73. And the Dixie fans up and cheering. Ken Newby leading the cheers. Former assistant coach with Dixie College under Doug Allred. 77-73. James wants to work on Henderson. Out in front it comes to Rydals. Rydals pass goes to Jardine. Jardine juggles the ball. Baseline jump shot. Short. Followed by McDaniel. Misses the slam. Rebound. Crow. Offensive foul. Crow. Second personal on Crow. Dixie has come down the floor at least four or five straight times without scoring. Jube in, Jarvis out. Marcus Austin ready to come back in. Richard Jardine will be coming out. Austin will be playing with four personals. Only five team fouls on CSI. They have one more to give. 77-73. It's going to be a tense one the rest of the way. 8:26 left in the game, and Dixie with the dry spell may have cost him. DeSavea throws an elbow at Rydals. DeSavea and Crow both with Crow and Rydals both with DeSavea. Jube into the corner to Henderson against the zone. Out in front to Williams. Back to Henderson. Trying to find somebody underneath. Pass cross court stolen by Rydals. 3-on-1 fast break. Rydals leaves it cross court touched by Henderson. Henderson touched it. And they call it out of bounds to CSI. Henderson touched it. Ken Wagner is livid. Henderson touched the cross-court pass. That's why it went out of bounds. And CSI gets the ball. 77-73. Out in front, Henderson. CSI by four with 7:51 left in the game. Both teams have not scored for a while. Williams looking for help. Baseline, it goes to Jube. Back out in front to Williams. To Henderson. They want to get it to Jube. Jube against Austin. Trying to find DeSavea underneath. Pass goes to Warner. Jump shot, good. 79-73. Actually, I believe it's 12 straight points by CSI. Let's double check. Long jump shot. James, air ball, no good. Foul underneath. A call on Crow. Dixie has to bring things together. Timeout Dixie with 7:19 left in the game. 79-73. CSI back in 60.
Sun Capital Bank customers know them as the friendliest bank in town. If you haven't discovered this for yourself, stop by at either of their two locations and find out about their new free checking account. No minimum balance required. No monthly service charges. Sun Capital Bank pledges to always continue the personal service. The free checking is just one more reason for you to stop by and check them out. You can't beat the price on Sun Capital's new checking account. It's free.
At Steve Ogden's Carpet at St. George, they invite you into their store to see their huge supply of carpet remnants. At Ogden's, their carpet remnants are all first quality, and they range from sizes small enough to do that little bedroom or big enough to do that living room, dining room, and hallway. Steve Ogden's buys remnants by the truckload. That's why you could save up to 60% on remnants every day. And right now, Ogden's has hundreds of remnants in stock. So stop by Steve Ogden's Carpet, 205 West St. George Boulevard.
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
79-73 CSI with the lead. And at the free throw line, Caio de Cervea to shoot 1-1. They call the foul on Crow, and that is his third. Big foul trouble on both sides, but mostly on Dixie right now. Key time, 10 straight points by CSI. Dixie led 73-69. It's now 79-73 Dixie, or CSI. Shot good. You can see the confidence build in CSI, and Dixie start to get a little shaky. In the first 10 minutes, the confidence was in Dixie, and the shakiness was on CSI. De Cervea trying to make it 12 straight points. Misses. Long rebound through the hands of Reidolf. Into the hands of CSI, 80-73, 7-point lead. Dixie has to rally. Anthony Williams, 3-point attempt, in and out. Rebound gathered in, blocked by Dixie. Warner, jump shot, good. Nine-point lead, CSI. James leaves it for Reidolf. 3-point attempt, no good. Rebound brought down by Warner. And Wagner is upset. Ken Wagner, David Henderson, shot good. 14 straight points by CSI. 15 straight points by CSI. And CSI leads by 11. James at the angle to McDaniel. Dixie has to play as a team. To Corby McDaniel, baseline jump shot up, no good. Rebound, Austin for two. Ends the string. 84-75. CSI by 9. They've led by 11. CSI with a chance to blow Dixie away. But Dixie a long ways to come back. Warner against Austin. Out in front of goes to De Cervea. De Cervea against Crow. Makes the move. Drives to the baseline. Warner layback shot. No good. Dixie surprised that Warner missed it. Rebound comes down to Crow. Booby James with the basketball. James to work on Henderson. James goes right to the baseline. Shot no good. Foul on Williams. Anthony Williams commits the foul. CSI has given Dixie the 1-1 the rest of the night, but this is a two-shot foul coming up for James. 15 straight points by CSI midway through the second half has given CSI a 9-point lead, 84-75. Jarvis in. Williams to sit down. Jube in. Martin in. So a good shooting ball club. James at the free throw line to shoot a couple. Has the 12 points on the night. Shooting two. James, free throw up. Good. 9 points the second half. Dixie, 3 points straight now, but they have a ways to go. Ruby James looking for his 10th point this half. In and out. Rebound brought down by Martin. 84-76, CSI by 8. Henderson into forecourt with confidence. Whirls on James. Henderson looking for somebody to pass it to. James right with him. Pass goes to Martin, stolen by Austin. Austin to slam it. Marcus Austin with the steal and the slam dunk with 5:32 left in the ball game. 5 unanswered points by Dixie. Henderson into forecourt. Dixie will have to play the tough defense. Henderson looks for help. They want to get it to Martin. Henderson, almost a 5-second count down the sidelines. It goes to Martin. Out in front it comes to Henderson. Henderson drives, leans in, bank shot, good. Henderson makes it 86-78, back to an 8-point lead. Ruby James to work on Henderson. James down the lane, lean in, shot will go, foul on Henderson. Basket good by Ruby James. Henderson has his first. Henderson cannot match up with Booby James. Jim Williams about ready to come in. Williams in. Marcus Austin to sit down. 4:57 left in the game. Dixie trails by six. 86-80. Todd Crow will go back. Booby James at the free throw line wants to bring it back to within five. If Dixie makes the comeback now, it'll be a superior effort. James, free throw line, is up. Good. James, 12 points this half. Dixie to put some pressure on. 86-81. 5-point lead by CSI. Henderson in backcourt. Splits the pressure into forecourt. At the angle it goes to Jube. Back to Henderson. Hooks it out in front to Jarvis. Jarvis looks for help. To the baseline it goes to Jube in 3-point territory. Jube makes the move. Out in front it goes to Henderson. Henderson wants to find somebody underneath to DeSavea. DeSavea makes the move in the lane. Jump shot up. Good. 88-81. Back to a 7-point lead. Dixie wants to make the move. James will work on Henderson. 4:23 left in the ballgame. James at the angle to McDaniel. McDaniel out in front to Rydalch. Rydalch leans in. Jump shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Martin. Dixie one shot and that's it this time. Martin in backcourt leaves it for Jarvis. 7-point lead CSI. And College of Southern Idaho, number one ranked team in the nation, has been given an armload by Dixie. Henderson right down the lane. Jump shot blocked by James. They say foul on James. His third. James thought he had the clean steal. Did not. 4:02 left. Henderson to shoot two. Henderson has had a superior All-American night, and that's the difference for CSI is David Henderson. We'll be selecting a KDXU Dixie College player of the game. CSI with some smiles now. They're starting to feel a little comfortable with a 7-point lead and David Henderson at the free throw line. 88-81. The dry spell by Dixie may have cost the Rebels the regional championship. We'll wait and see. Henderson free throw line to shoot a couple. It's 1-for-4 this half. The shot good. 25 points to David Henderson. Henderson has to be the most valuable player of the tournament if CSI wins. Second shot up. Good. 9-point lead by CSI, and Dixie looking a little shaken. Corby McDaniel into forecourt against Jarvis. Bumped by Jarvis. McDaniel behind the back dribble. Looks for help. Tries to get it to Austin. Austin against Martin. Worlds. Hook shot up and good. Unbelievable shot by Austin, and it goes in. 90-83. Austin has had two of them now. Marcus Austin rising to the occasion. 7-point lead by CSI. It's a chess game now. 3:37 left in the game. Ball stolen by Corby McDaniel. McDaniel shoots it down. McDaniel with the steal. 5-point lead. Inbounds to CSI. The pressure bothering CSI. Henderson forced underneath. Timeout called by CSI. 3:22 left in the game. 90-85 CSI. Back in 60.
Because we all make mistakes, Tri-State Office Supply carries all colors of corrective fluids. And a big selection of typewriters with self-correcting features to avoid such needs. Walk through Tri-State Office Supply and you'll see many items to make your daily work much easier and more effective. So don't make a mistake. Come to Tri-State where taking care of business means taking care of you. See the business team on 36 East Tabernacle.
When you hear the crash.
Thank you.
Dixie back to within five after trailing by 11. The dry spell may have cost Dixie, but there's 3 minutes and 22 seconds left in the game. A long ways to go. Some ball players playing with foul trouble. James and Henderson both lobbying with the official. CSI now needs somebody to bring it in. Kenny Jarvis. Jarvis to inbounds. Looking. Gets it into Anthony Williams. 3:20 left in the game. CSI may play a little cat and mouse now with a 5-point lead. DeSavea back to Williams. At the sidelines to Jarvis. Dixie has to stop CSI and get a score. DeSavea to Henderson. In the corner, it goes to Clifford Martin against Austin. Martin trying to make the move. Cut off by Austin. Out in front to DeSavea. To Anthony Williams. To Kenny Jarvis. 3 minutes exactly left in the ballgame. To DeSavea. DeSavea leaves it for Anthony Williams. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Dixie will have to play defense. No question. Williams to work one-on-one with McDaniel. To the baseline to DeSavea. Blocking foul, a call on Austin. Austin fouls out with 2:47 left in the game. One-on-one coming up for DeSavea. Austin finishes the night with 6 field goals, 2-for-2 from the free throw line and 14 points. Dixie fans give Austin a standing ovation. Jerome Williams in. 2:47 left in the game. Dace Avey is 2-for-5 from the free throw line, and see if the sophomore can ice it now. 90-85. Dixie has a ways to go. They're down by 5. A 14-point run by CSI may have done the Rebels here. Dace Avey, first of the 1-and-1. Good. The advantage of a home court with the fans behind you. 91-85. CSI by 6. Dace Avey steadies himself. Second shot up. Good. 7-point lead again. Dixie was facing full court pressure. James to work on Anderson. James in the lane. Jump shot over Henderson. Up. No good. Rebound right off. Puts it up. Will it go? No. There's a foul. And it may be on Martin. If it is, that's 5. Martin is gone. Right off to shoot free throws. Clifford Martin is gone. Personal foul with 2:37 left in the game. And Clifford Martin, who has been a terror on the board, fouls out with 2 field goals. 9-for-10 from the free throw line, a total of 13 points. 92-85, Reidolfs to shoot a couple. Enough to jinx Craig, he has 13 straight in this tournament. 11 straight last night. Jube in. 92-85, 7-point lead by CSI. 2:37 left in the game. Reidolfs needs the free throw. Dixie desperately needs to score when the clock is stopped. Reidolfs. Free throw is up, short. 92-85. CSI feeling more confident. Reidolfs. Free throw line. Free throw good. Cuts the margin to 6. 92-86. Full court pressure by Dixie. The trap. Henderson loses the ball on the floor. Picked up by McDaniel. Out of bounds. CSI. Jump ball called. As it's a jump ball called in midcourt. Dixie almost had the steal. Dixie will have to hope for some steals right now. CSI does not turn the ball over often. Kenny Jarvis, inbound. Does so to Anthony Williams. Williams to Jarvis. Back to Jube. Jube looks for help to Kenny Jarvis. Jarvis out in front to Dave Avea. 2:24 left in the ball game. Dixie trails by 6. Henderson looking for somebody to pass it to. Has McDaniel on him. Out in front it comes to Dave Avea. To Jube. Jube to Jarvis. Jarvis back out in front to Dave Avea. 2:11 left in the ball game. Dave Avea trying to find somebody to pass it to. Gets it to Jube. Jube with 2:05 left. 18 seconds left on the shot clock to Dace Avea against Crow. Crow doing a defensive job on Dace Avea. Gets it to Jube. 12 seconds left to Henderson. Henderson directing traffic. 9 seconds left. Henderson. Henderson wants the shot. 5 seconds left. Henderson. Head fakes. Can't get the shot away. Goes to Jarvis. Jump shot up. No good. Tap up. No good. No, it goes. Anthony Williams with the left hand. Back to an 8-point lead. 94-86, a minute 37 left, and that may do it for CSI. Timeout, Dixie. Back in 60. 94-86. CSI with a commanding 8-point lead and a minute 34 left in the game. Dixie, inbound. Reidolfs gets it to Corby McDaniel. CSI to play tough defense. Booby James to work on David Anderson. James leans in. Bank shot, no good. Tap, no good. Rebound taken by Anderson. Down goes James. Henderson into forecourt. CSI with a chance to ice it. Henderson lays it in. A minute 17 left in the game. 96-86. Dixie has to put up the three-pointers now. 10-point lead. Reidolfs goes to Corby McDaniel. From three, McDaniel shot short. Rebound, Jerome Williams. Back to Corby McDaniel. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound, Dace Avea. Fouled on James. That about does it for Dixie. 1-1 coming up. Fourth personal foul on Booby James, and CSI is a minute one away from going to the regional championship trophy. Picking it up. And David Henderson, the difference right now. He was able to bottle up Booby James enough. A minute one left in the ballgame, 96-86, and CSI in command, 1-1, Caio Dace Avea. A dry spell, a 14-point run by CSI, caught Dixie dearly. Dace Avea misses the free throw, badly. 59 seconds left. James in backcourt. James being chased by Henderson. Foul on Henderson. And 55 seconds left. James to shoot one and one. Jardine in. Crow to come out. 55 seconds left in the game. Dixie will need a tremendous effort to come back. Is it hopeless? No, but close. Boobie James at the free throw line needs the first to get the second. One and one coming up for Boobie. Boobie is 2 for 3 on the night. Only 16 points. That's close to his average. 55 seconds left in the game. James at the free throw line. Dixie missing too many layups. 96-86. First free throw. Oh, good. 96-87. Dasevea and Rydalch. Dasevea throwing an elbow at Rydalch. And Rydalch talking with him. Louis James now talking. Dasevea has been elbowing people all night. He does it all the time. At the free throw line, Rydalch now talking with the official. Booby James at the free throw line to shoot the second half of the one. One and one. 96-87. Dezavea now talking to the official. What's going to come out of this? Chube ready to come in, and I think Dezavea is going to go out. Chube in. And Dezavea out. Dezavea goes out. Chube in. Dezavea with a hand. 55 seconds left. Dixie needs to score with the clock stopped. James wants to talk to Corby McDaniel. Dixie will have to put full court pressure on and hope for steals. 96-87. James at the free throw line. Second half of the one and one. Boobie James steadies himself. Shot is up. Good. 18 points on the night. Full court pressure. Jarvis in backcourt. To Jube. Gets it to Anthony Williams. Time is in CSI's favor. Jube. Jump pass. Deflected by Jarvis. Foul on McDaniel. Deflected away from Jarvis. Jarvis will shoot one and one. McDaniel with the foul. His fourth. Jarvis needs to hit them. 47 seconds left. 96-88. Todd Crow back in. Richard Jardine to sit down. A cold spell midway through the second half has cost Dixie. 47 seconds left. Jarvis to shoot one and one. Dezavea ready to come back in. Dezavea in. Jube to go out. And CSI with David Henderson doing the job. Henderson has to be the most valuable player of this tournament. Has had three straight outstanding nights. Free throw line. Jarvis is 2 for 2 on the night. First free throw. No good. Rebound. Crow foul on Dezavea. Dezavea with 5. 47 seconds left. No time off the clock. Dezavea fouls out. 2 field goals. 4 for 8 on the night. And can the miracle take place? Crow will be at the free throw line. Is 3 for 6 on the night. Just 13 points. Crow needs the first to get the second. Can the miracle take place? Dezavea is gone. James switching sides with David Henderson. Crow at the free throw line. Crow 3 for 6. Needs the first to get the second. First free throw. Good. 96-89. CSI by 7. Dixie has a ways to go. Todd Crow trying to get the second shot up. It is good. Crow out. Richard Jardine in. 96-90. Dixie looking for three-point shooters. 47 seconds left. Jube to inbounds. Full court pressure. Jube gets it in to Williams. To Henderson. Henderson to Williams. They call a foul on Williams. On Germ Williams. Germ with his third. Henderson will shoot one and one. CSI has to hit free throws. David Henderson at the free throw line is 3 for 6 this half, 4 for 6 in the first half, 7 for 12 on the night. Throw in Jardine to sit down. 44 seconds left in the game. And can Dixie pull off the miracle? Henderson, who has been the hero all night, shooting one and one, needs the first to get the second. Free throw up. Good. Three straight, 97 to 90. 44 seconds left in the game. 97 to 90. CSI with the lead. And Dixie's given CSI an armful. Second shot up. No good. Rebound, Crow. Crow gets it to Corby McDaniel. McDaniel quickly into forecourt. Reidolf, three-point attempt. Banks home. Craig Reidolf. Full court pressure by Dixie. Henderson cut off by McDaniel. Henderson into forecourt. Slipped. Almost loses the ball. 27 seconds left. Foul will go to Jerm Williams. His fourth. Or is that number five? Let's double check. That may be five on Jerm. Well, that's four on Jerm Williams. To the free throw line, Anthony Williams to shoot one and one. Dixie back within four. 97-93 as Reidolf hit the three-pointer. 26 seconds left. Williams needs the first to get the second. Free throw, good. Williams one for two on the night, 98-93. 5-point lead. 26 seconds left. Dixie has not given up. Williams, second free throw up. Good. Back to a six-point lead. Ruby James, 25 seconds left in the game. James dishes off to Reidolf from the angle. Jump shot over the basket. Rebound brought down by Juve. Foul on Williams. That's five. Ken Wagner upset about some call. 99-93, six-point lead by CSI. One and one coming up. That's five on Jerm Williams. Fouls out with 18 seconds left in the game. Who comes back in? 99-93, and CSI just 18 seconds away from picking up the Region 18 championship for the fourth year in a row. And going into the national championship again for four straight years. At the free throw line, Jose Juve, and the fans start the call. We're number one. Juve is three for three. Outstanding free throw shooter, outstanding pure shooter. Juve, free throw is no good. Rebound. Jardine to Bobby James. James into forecourt will rise from three. Short, no good. Rebound brought down by Gomez. Foul will go to Todd Crowe. They call the intentional. With 7 seconds left, James misses the three-pointer. Region 18 championship 7 seconds away from residing at CSI. And Gomez to shoot two. Intentional foul called on Crow, his fourth. Gomez at the free throw line, shooting a couple. Gomez, two baskets on the night, free throw good. 100-93. 7 seconds left. Dixie will have the long ride home tonight. Second shot no good by Gomez. 100-93. 7 seconds left. 7-point lead. And the dry spell by Dixie has cost them again. Gomez inbounds to Henderson. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Foul on James. James with his fifth personal foul. With 4 seconds left, James waves goodbye. 100-93, the last hope Dixie has. And a standing ovation from Booby James. Great one-year career at Dixie College. Ken Wagner gives James a hug. 4 seconds left, and Henderson to the free throw line. Henderson, James with 7 field goals, 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Or I should say, James, 7 field goals, 4 for 5 from the free throw line, 18 points on the night. Sean Peterson in. Peterson in, 4 seconds left, 100-93. Henderson to the free throw line, and maybe fittingly so. Dixie controlled the first 10 minutes of the second half, but a 14-point run by CSI did the Rebels in. Free throw, good.